So, during COVID, it was very interesting because the way Clintonville is situated, I was grouped with the Hortonville, Nina, Menasha, Kimberly, Appleton superintendents. That meeting was at 10 o'clock, and then I got grouped with the Wapaka County superintendents. So they always started the meeting, and Scott Black from New London too, it's like, so what happened in the Appleton Oshkosh, you know? And very two demographics, politically, very, you know, rural mindset versus, you know, a lot of the suburban or inner city mindset. But when push came to shove, then it was good. You guys figure out the policies, you guys figure that out, and those rural districts will follow. You guys have the legal means, you guys have the personnel, you know, you guys gang up, that's good, and then tell us the guidance. You know, so that's the way it helped us. However, I'll just use school vouchers and I'll try to do factual. I would say the mass majority of northern schools are not in favor of the voucher program. Okay, they want the tax dollars to stay in the public schools, not necessarily the private schools in general. Okay, however, a lot of the voucher programs down in, let's just say, Milwaukee, Madison, and that the public schools, there was choice given to the kids to get a quality education, and if the private school offers a better education, why are we sending our tax dollars to the public schools? Let's give some of it to the private schools. Okay? So depending on how strong your private or public school is, you're going to have a very different mentality on what vouchers do for the system. So when I talked, I'll just say, when I talked to Brittany Kinzer when she was running, she said, vouchers, let's open up school choice, let's make kids go wherever they want. And then you have some schools, especially in extreme northern Wisconsin, who don't even have a private school. Now some of their tax dollars is going to vouchers. They're like, what's going on here? So when that was a heated topic in the race, you know, between Brittany and Jill, I had talked to Brittany, I had talked to Jill. And it's just like, I said to both of them, as much as I appreciate the Green Bays, the Appleton, the Oshkosh, and them, you know, for being the voice when we need them, there's 440 school districts in the state, not five. That's where I'm going with that. You know, it's okay when they flex their muscles, when they're doing it for all of us, but when they're flexing their muscles for other reasons, it's like we just get left in the dust and we really don't have a voice. My personal opinion, if anybody's in the big school listening to me, I'd love to sit down and talk to you about that. That's a long-winded answer, but my political answer. There you go. Yeah. Recognitions, yeah. This is, again, great. Donations, always. Again, there's a specific $3,000 donation for second grade. So, you know, that's kind of the thing that we had talked about, but that's what that donation is for. And then Tech Ed Department donation. It's always great when we receive steel or supplies for any food, you know, if we get that. But in this particular one, it's steel from Seagrave. So, yeah. I know I talked to, this is kind of off topic, but I talked to Lindsay Matthews last week, and she put in her first requisition, and I told her not just pastries, but the teachers love pastries, you know. But I said more stuff than that. So she's got some real food on there, and I'm like, it's expensive, you know, when you're doing that type of stuff. So, hint, hint, anybody wants to give donations to the facts class, probably greatly appreciated. But yeah. Personnel, ooh, is that nice seeing nothing?
You're pretty excited about that.
Darn right, I do.
You'll be done.
All right. Another?
Go ahead, Drew.
Okay, so this was a discussion I had with Troy, and he felt like gotta start making some decisions, gotta get some things moving, start building some things, just budgets with everything. So he went and...
I put out a timeline.
Yeah.
Said, this is what we're doing.
Some dates and stuff like that, which is basically what I've been asking him to do, but then give feedback, well, who does Troy think he is, and why would he just go ahead and do all this, and why is it on a Tuesday? You can't win, right? So I'm like, all right, so how about we just pause this for now, have it at the board level, we'll have a discussion. How fast is too fast? How slow is not fast enough? Are we okay with these work sessions, referendum things? Let's just have kind of a general discussion how everybody sees moving forward.
Can I give some facts too?
Yeah, is that kind of a good preface?
Yeah, so I have school perceptions, and I have school perceptions who would put out a survey, you know, we signed that document, and they obviously have a timeline. So if we want that survey out, and if we want to go to referendum in April, okay, that means that we would have to, I think, I'm going to throw out there January 18th, I'm probably wrong, but early January, we would have to decide that question for the April referendum. So that means if we were going to put out any type of a survey for the April referendum, we would have to get going last week. Okay, we have to speed it up. So Dean from CISA 8, same thing. Dean and Kirk Krasan from Shawnee just won a communications award on their efforts in passing their referendum. So Dean is like, this sounds bad, but Clintonville can be my next project. I can help you guys. So Dean, I talked to Dean on Friday. He's like, you gotta let me know. I said, Dean, it's agenda item on Monday. So some of you have told me, you know, if we go to referendum, yeah, let's get this forward, let's do this. Others have said, hey, let's put the brakes on. Let's maybe wait a year, maybe wait till November. That's kind of the timeline. The last thing I wanna remind you of, if we would go to referendum and it passes, that affects next year's budget. So that would be immediate, okay? If we wait till November, then we have to wait till the next year if we would do that, because the November, you know, that would be for 27-28 budget, I do believe. So I just want to throw those facts out there, is if we want to do an April referendum, you're saying, Troy, you know, you got to do this, I'm ready to spearhead it, but that means we got to go now. If you want to wait till November, we can put our foot off the gas. I know Nick Curran is going to say, no, do April. I'm telling you that right now. That means that gives us a little bit of timeline, but that also means we're going to dip in our fund balance a little bit more. And it also would mean that gives us one less opportunity to pass a referendum if we so choose to go that route.
Our fund balance would be in single digits.
So
if we don't pass the money.
So those are the facts that I'm aware of.
I thought if it was April or November, it would still affect the same budget.
No, April, because we approved the budget in October.
But the tax.
No.
The taxes are set in October.
Correct. Okay.
The night that Nick was here to talk to the whole board, he said we need to do it in April. And he's the finance guy. We're not.
And I think those are the things that we hash out and that will help make decisions. You know, obviously if it's April, then that's what needs to be.
So those are the facts that I know. I'll look.
So does anyone want to go to single digits in fund balance?
We've already decided we don't want that fund balance to go
then
down.
Then I would suggest
level,
the only way to avoid it is to go now. It's the only way.
So I asked a question last week with Jessica last week, so I'm not catching you off guard.
Nope.
But what we did talk about, that I went on to the school perceptions, and I gave you the website if you want to fact check me. 74% of referendums, according to them, in November during the presidential year, were approved. Mm-hmm. In a gubernatorial, I never pronounced it right, but 69% passed in November. When we go to April, in February, I mean, that drops down to 59%. So part of it is, okay, statistically, November has a higher likelihood of passing.
But you're comparing your November election with the presidential election. We don't have one for 3 more years.
But the gubernatorial would be our November election.
Yeah, but I don't think we can't afford to wait. Our fund balance is going to go down, and if we don't get this straightened out, 3 years, we'll be bankrupt.
Without drastic changes.
And we will be talking major cuts, teachers, sports, numerous
extra,
things.
We will become, you come to school, you sit in a classroom, you go home. No activities, no extra, nothing. That'll be sports, that'll be everything. And I don't want to do that to kids. We are here for the kids. We need to provide these programs. We need to do this. And if it means we try the referendum and it doesn't pass, heaven forbid, we got November. Because this is going to, if you wait till November, it's going to set you back a year and a half. Jessica told us that at the last meeting. We need to listen to the financial experts and the expert running our district.
From a newbie, if I were to ask what dollar amount is that referendum, could I write that on the sheet of paper?
Can you write it? No. I have
rage. If I said it's going to be a reoccurring referendum, could I write that on a piece of paper?
Reoccurring, what is advised, strongly advised, is you don't use the word reoccurring. You set a date, an end date, either 3 or 5. If there's this new bill that's out there that passes, I want to say the bill says 4 is your only option. Something like that.
Nick explained that at the last meeting.
Well, that could be more than 4.
Well, Nick explained it, but is it 4 that we agreed to it? That's where my question is.
We don't have a choice.
That within this room right now today, can we all say, hey, we're willing to, for a dollar amount in April, go out for these 15 items? And if we're not at that point, how do we get to that point before April so we're not going out trying to pass a referendum with a divided vote?
That's why we're having
a
education
point.
Of the board work session.
Yeah, first step is getting on this work session with Nick, right?
Yes and no. So the work session, and Drew and I probably talked this for over an hour in my office the other day. I think Chris hit the nail on the head. If we're not united on the board, because I cannot teach business manager 101 to the public. I can't. Okay? Because there's a lot out there. What we need from the board is to fully understand everything, and the board has to be the voice of reason in the community. So I think the board needs to have that consensus saying, we have this opportunity to do X, Y, and Z and get X, Y, and Z out of that. So I feel that I have enough stuff, that I've done enough stuff behind the scenes. I think my job as the superintendent, whether it's April or November, to educate the public, I think I need to be a part of that. But when push comes to shove, only so many people are going to believe what Troy says. Only so many people are going to believe what Clint says, Drew, you know, just go around the table. And that's where I think it's important that we set a number, we have the scope, so there's no, I'm going to use your word, bait and switch. Okay, they pull the fast one on us, that we are 100% transparent of what we're doing, and all 7 can agree to that. I don't see why we wouldn't pass it. But we got to be able to get to that in April. And I think Nick wants to come in the work session and literally talk about Fund 80 just to get that elephant out of the room and say, if we go to referendum, it has nothing to do with Fund 80. That's a separate decision that needs to be made. Okay? It's all about Fund 10 and maximizing our state aid. We're in a great position that no district in the state of Wisconsin is in. That we can maximize more state aid and not increase local taxes.
Actually decrease.
Or potentially decrease, so.
I think if we look to what Wausau did last year, they were in a similar situation, and they did pass. My concern is we rush it, it fails. Now, if we have a referendum that doesn't pass, or if we have two referendums that fail in a 3-year time period, doesn't it lock our low revenue ceiling?
Yes.
For the next 3 years,
yes.
Where we don't get any additional?
That's the current law, yeah. And in this discussion, whatever we decide to do, I am going to recommend not to have two questions. That we would have one question, and that facility improvements be a part of that. Because then that takes care of the Stephen Ranke long-term budget for the district. So we can accomplish all of that. Put it this, we would not be having a lot of this if the second question on the last referendum passed. It didn't. It failed. Okay? So that was 5 years ago? Okay? So we still need facility improvements done because that referendum question passed. If we wrap that into an operational referendum, what is that total dollar amount? Is it 1.5? Is it 2? Is it 2.5? What Nick's going to come in and tell you, you have to pick an amount that the public is going to stand behind, but be cautious on how far you lower those taxes because that debt defeasance is our state aid right now. And I'm kind of getting deep in the weeds. But we have to be careful. How much bigger do we make that bucket that the taxpayers trust everybody in this room? Oh, boy. Jason's giving me the look.
Let's not say lower taxes.
Yeah.
I was just
going to
say that.
You want to say
more
mill rate?
No. You want to say low, because Nick wants to talk total tax dollars. When you talk total tax dollars, we're not talking about, I go pick up my tax bill and go, oh, my taxes went down. You're talking total school tax dollars. The little 12% out of your total tax bill. That's the part we're talking about.
So regardless, we can figure that out later, okay? What I need direction from the board is, am I getting on the honker with Dean and school perceptions and say, yep, we're going to April, and we're getting people in front of the board to talk strategy, or are we still discussing it amongst ourselves to figure out the direction we want to go, and then we're postponing that for 3 months, 4 months?
So have you not been on it long? Didn't you start, you guys at Brown Long, wasn't there a referendum committee that should have been started months ago, like you did the last time, or
We went through many committees over the years for separate referendums, referendum ideas, things that never went to referendum. There have been committees that have tried to bring the public in to get both feedback from the public and to inform in public of what the needs of the district are. And yes, a compressed timeline is tougher. The other thing we could do is we could agree that we want to go forward at some point, get on it and get it going. And if the thing doesn't work out, that we don't vote to go till January. So we've got, several months here of ramping up before we get it. So if it comes to January and we say we're not ready. If we can get here through these work sessions, I think we ought to really try to push to get this so that we're all on the same page. Then we will have the luxury of deciding whether we want an April or a November ballot. But I think it's really important that we get the option if we're going forward, the option of an April is really good for the long-term health of the fund balance of this district.
I think one thing we need to recognize is we aren't the financial experts here. We are not, period. Jessica and Nick are. And we need employed them, they're hired by us. We need to take their advice seriously. Not because, oh no, we're not doing that. They're the experts, we're not.
I didn't claim to be a financial expert. I guess what I'm looking at is that we're talking here tonight. If we go up for April, we're going to have work sessions. The quickest we can have those work sessions is in 2 weeks for the first one, a week after that. Okay? So then as a board, we come together, we come up with survey questions that we want to go out of those work sessions. We get that to school
receptions,
thank you. We get that out at the end of October. During this time, a community member comes up and discusses what are we doing. When we go up for the survey, will we have that dollar amount that we want to go to referendum? When will we have that dollar amount? After the work session?
October.
Okay.
Or sooner than probably October. It would be officially presented in October.
Because I can understand we can do the education while we're doing the survey. Don't get me wrong. But if I go to the grocery store and I don't have the information and I get questioned on it, I give out a false narrative,
correct,
which will potentially jeopardize a referendum. So how do we have it where we can do both at the same time in a fully educated fashion?
Well, one of the things that I do want to make aware is nobody in this room has ever done an operational referendum. It's always been a capital referendum. Okay? So when I led some of the sessions back in the day in the cafeteria, it was specifically scope. The scope we've really talked about at the land use committee level and at the construction committee level, a little bit in the finance committee. Okay? But that's the scope of beyond the operational. But I have questions as well. The admin team has questions. Do we, in part of our operating costs, do we or do we not include a middle school and high school math and reading interventionist, because we don't have those anymore? Do we include an academic counselor? Do we include a full-time business manager, HR? Do we include those types of things? So we have to also discuss, is our current operating budget or our ideal operating budget? That's also another factor in that discussion. And what is included in the ideal? Is it retirement? You and I have talked about retirement. We've talked about putting money aside for future roof projects. So 15 years from now, oh, by the way, we didn't put any money aside. We need $15 million to redo our roofs. Those are the types of decisions that we would need to make as part of this.
Do you have a list that has the needs and wants that you're creating as we're talking?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
So I wrote down a question. When do we start these work sessions, or what are your thoughts on that?
Nick wants Clintville to be the model school district for the state of Wisconsin. I hope he's listening right now, because he has us all prepped to be like, look at what you can do if you do it right. Okay? He's like, I'll meet every night just to make it happen if I have to make it happen. But we need commitment from the board. Drew, I put together that timeline, and Drew gave me the call like, whoa, Troy, slow down. And I'm like, all right, but I got to push you guys because we need to do this together. So either we are going to do it for April, or we're going to do it for November, or we're not going to do it at all. I need to know that direction, though, and how hard to push Nick, how hard to push you guys, because I'm ready to go to the Lions Club. I'm ready to speak at churches. I'm ready to, do all these types of things, but I need... Drew had talked about, Troy, how are we going to get that information out there? I'm ready. But as you had said, what are we saying? What amounts? What's included? What is our message? We need to determine our message first.
I wrote down two questions. I think if we can answer those, we can all be on the same page. How much and what's it going to be for? Pretty simple. And we keep beating around the bush with it. We need to get the finances where we can understand them, and when we ask a question, they're ready right there. The work sessions are going to be great for education and so on, but it's really not going to help us move forward with any financial planning or referendum until we know what those numbers are. And they have to be concrete, because even tonight, well, we're going to be in the single digits. According to who? And when? And what does that mean, single digits? Is that $1,000? Is that $100,000? Is that $1 million?
It's percentage. It's 9% or less.
I get that, but again, if it was actually in writing where we can say, at our current trajectory, this is what is
projected.
It's never guaranteed, obviously, so don't quote me on that, but this
actually,
is
actually, that's a good idea, to have those projections.
Because that will decide a lot of things for us, well, potentially.
They need to be set up. If we stay at the current pace we're on, we will be at X, then we will be at Y, then we will be somewhere
broke to be.
Right. And if Nick or Jessica or whoever needs to put that together and bring that very clearly, I think that will explain a lot of things and the need for this, or maybe we don't. I don't know. That's my perspective on it.
Did you send those in to Nick? We got an email over a week ago
that we're supposed
to put our questions in. And do that. Put those in.
Right.
Debt defeasance does not affect Fund 10.
As we were looking to do, when Nick came in to talk about doing the operational referendum, was it part of that a future debt defeasance in addition to the operational referendum that will allow us to get the 40% back?
It would be instead, so the referendum, the operating referendum would be instead of debt defeasance.
Or part of.
Yeah, at least mostly.
So
yeah, we would continue to make our debt payments, but not over and above our debt.
So, trying to think how to explain this. If we don't go to a referendum at all, Nick is going to say, keep doing debt defeasance, pay your debt off. Your 20-year loan will be paid off in 7 to 10 years. In my world, that's awesome. I don't want debt on the district. Okay? But then, to the state of Wisconsin, Clintonville is not spending $19 million anymore. They're only spending 16. Now, remember, Chris, you had said we'll never go over 17. You were mad about that back in the day. Okay? And all of a sudden, the state of Wisconsin goes, oh, Clintonville doesn't need this extra funding anymore, and then it disappears. Okay? So that would be scenario number one. Scenario number two is, we go to referendum and increase this bucket and decrease the extra money we're putting on the debt defeasance, paying off our debt, and to the state of Wisconsin, it still looks like we're spending a lot of money. Okay? So we're getting a lot more state aid. Now, but the gearing questions is, what are we spending that extra money on when that bucket gets bigger? Is it an athletic complex? Is it LED lighting out there? Is it converting the baseball field into a multi-purpose field? Is it, you know, those types of things?
Funding retirement packages. Funding future roof.
And
having an interventionist at the school.
And I'm not tagging you, Ben, but I mean, just based on our answers, there's a gap in where we see the debt defeasance and the operational referendum just between you and I.
Yeah.
So I feel that, yes, those work sessions are going to be needed, because right there, that puts something out there in the community, right? If we don't do any debt defeasance next year, if it fails in April, okay, our single digit might be extended for operating, or we could get into November. So we would have options. We wouldn't have the return, per se, right? If we didn't do any debt defeasance in next year's budget, because we didn't pass an operational referendum, we would still have additional funds that would have gone to pay off that note early, correct?
If we wouldn't go to debt defeasance and would not pass operational referendum, that would be an amazing thing for local taxpayers for 1 year, because the mill rate would drop through the basement floor. Then the next year,
it would be even higher than the...
It would go way up, because the state would cut all of our funding. That would be worst case scenario. Please don't.
So in short-term question, you said if we don't pass an operational referendum, our Fund 10 numbers will not change a bit.
Right.
Our overall spending would go down, but our state aid would no longer go to the stuff that has been defeasance in the past. So our state aid would plummet, which is why the next year we would really be in trouble.
That's why Nick is saying we have the opportunity to do something that no other district can do right now. But if we don't align the stars, they're going to come crashing down on us really fast.
Yep.
So bring it back full circle. As far as the timeline goes, meetings, looking for input from all you guys, you know, is this something like Troy put out, you know, every Tuesday for a few weeks in a row? And how do we want to do this? I keep hearing surveys. My thought was, I know Troy doesn't like this, the firing squad.
Yes, Drew wants to put me in front of a firing squad. No, it's fine.
Not what I said. I said we should have more of an open, like a town hall meeting or something to that degree, where the public comes in, asks the admin questions. Hey, what do you guys actually need? What do you want? Get it right from the people. You send out a survey, you spend a lot of time, a lot of money, I've been part of that, and you get back a fraction of the total, and how do you even know what these people that filled it out were even thinking? Maybe they had a bad day and said, you know what, I don't want any of it.
That's why polls are questioned.
Yep.
We are hiring a pollster,
saying the town hall or whatever type of meeting is always the best either, but it was just something, it's real feedback from
I would be willing to come to a meeting anytime I'm still in town. I do have a number of things planned this fall, but if I'm around, I'm willing to do it any day.
Can you clarify the firing squad comment for those people in YouTube world?
Right.
So I am very confident in my ability as the leader of this district, especially now that I've become the chief financial officer as well. I have been forced to understand things that are normally not on the superintendent's plate. Okay, I get it. I don't mind answering questions. The issue is I don't have a business manager background, and you know, Jessica and Nick can be there, but I do know the history of the district and what has happened behind the scenes and those types of things. So I don't want the perception of the public, if I'm on stage with Nick and Jessica and they ask a question, and this is Jessica look at me and go, rather not talk about that yet until I'm prepared. Now it's going to look like either I'm incompetent or I'm hiding something. And with transparency and trust, I don't know where that balance is. You know, I've talked to many of you board members saying, just have them come to my office and I'll talk to them. Or even Bert. Bert will call me and say, Troy, can you clarify that? Sure, I'll get back to you in 10, 15 minutes. The firing squad is... You better have your answer. You know what I mean?
Up on the stage.
And I think really before we get to that stage, we have to agree on what we want to do.
Yeah.
Because to ask Troy, you know, is it going to be $1 million or $4 million? He said, I don't know. So until we give direction, we can hardly ask him to stand in front of a group of people as opposed to firing.
We need to get the learning sessions going on good this Sunday at 5:15.
Sunday at 5?
Oh, it's a little bit.
All right. So tentatively have
no factors.
Troy, but you tentatively have one still
on September 16th.
September 16th better be the first work session because Nick and Dean are scheduled to, they will be the firing squad for the board. You can ask all the questions, they're going to put an agenda together, but Dean is going to sell the let me sell your product, that's what he's going to pitch to you, and Nick is going to be like, I brought you this far for the last 3 years as your leader. Let me finish the race for you. That's going to be Nick's pitch. So
everybody okay with that? That'll be our first work session, and then before we end that, we'll figure out a time.
I think at that meeting we decide.
Kind of digest what we're talking about here. Think about some of these questions.
And
they might do so good we might know it all by then.
That might be. But I do want to, I think back to Chris's point. Whoever needs to have specific information, like what our projected Fund 10 balance will look like over the three, those specific questions should be sent to Troy, so he can bounce them so that they can come prepared to answer.
And Nick, Jessica, and actually, this is how big this is. Okay. It's not just Nick and Jessica. Dave Honish is involved. There's a whole CISA 8 team involved in the Clintonville School District right now. Because again, this opportunity does not exist very often.
Ever. Ever so far.
Yeah.
Should we pick a second meeting night?
I don't think we can because I'm not the guru. We have to make sure who's available. Yeah.
Yeah, and Nick and Jessica have to be there. So
yeah.
We're all in the room.
Bring your calendars.
Yeah. One thing you said, just to clarify, because we're doing an operational referendum, the idea of what you want might not be a good question because we're not asking to build a new building. We're not, right? So,
fair enough.
And not to try and simplify it, Chris, I mean, this type of referendum is, I think, a lot simpler than going to referendum for a new school or a school, even an addition. I mean, we're just asking the community, we need to try and keep the lights on.
For sure. I mean, you've done this enough. If you had a $4 million proposal of what we've had, there's not enough paperwork for construction typically for that, right? So, I mean, we've got a lot less scope with what's happening.
Yes, sir.
So I see that, not a whole lot of risk trying to go to referendum early as possible.
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. The risk for an early attempt is very low. Even if it should theoretically fail, that still would have given us that time to educate, and then we'll have to come back and say, well, our education didn't work. What do we have to do different? And if it would be a very close referendum, then you say, well, when you get a larger sample size, the numbers might look different and fall. You can do that. But I kind of agree that there's really no downside to going early.
A little birdie told me that there's another school district that already announced they're going for referendum, so I might hit up that little birdie and say, give me some names of people I can call on their process. How does that sound?
As no one looks at birdie.
Did we say when we were meeting first?
September 16th. 5:30 p.m.
Next Tuesday, 5:30 here. Okay. Can
all right, probably before then.
Yep.
Would you be able to do a Teams?
I'm not where I'm at.
Best place to be.
So no real action, I guess. We already have the meeting set. Anybody else?
Troy, from your point of view, when would you want all those questions that Chris alluded to on that sheet?
I would say no later. Nick actually asked me that. When am I turning that off? The more the merrier. I would say by, let's just say, this Thursday. How's that sound? I'll shut it off Friday morning.
You remember that when you're driven?
I will remember that. The superintendent of the district, doesn't matter if they're on vacation, they still have a to-do list.
Okay. That's it. We'll move on. Early graduation.
Yeah, plain and simple, I'm going to recommend like you have in the past. That the board approves the early graduation request for a 2026 graduate to graduate in January, providing that they met all the requirements.
Motion by Jason Warner, second by Chris Stroman. Further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
All right, the next one I'm going to defer to Ms. Brzezinski.
So this one is about changing a course that is in the approved course booklet for the high school for this year. Kevin Reese teaches this course, the Technical Math 1, it's through FWTC. And he went to a meeting at the end of August, right before school started, and they informed him that the format of the class is changing at FWTC, how they offer it to the kids, or students there. They changed the class up as a two-semester course, and the first half is really versatile, works for a lot of programs. The second half, though, FWTC determined that it really only is good for about two programs that they offer. It's only required for two programs. So they decided to switch that course sequence up to have this new course called Quantitative Reasoning in it, because quantitative reasoning is required for any student who's going for an Associate of Arts degree, which then broadens the usability of those credits for all those students. So Kevin came to me requesting, can we change it for this year, even though it's in the course booklet the old way, can we change it so that when these kids leave high school, they also have the opportunity to have those credits count for many more programs if they choose to go to FWTC or somewhere else. So my question to you is, can we change that in the course book?
I am recommending you change it, especially for anyone who's paying for that credit.
Motion by Jason Mutter and second by Chris Hoffman. Further questions, comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
That went a lot easier than we thought.
community surveys.
I think this, Drew and I talked about this as well, is just, you know, error of caution. It was brought up tonight in the opening comments. We have to be very strategic. I think we all have ideas of the concept we want on the survey, if we put one out, but what is the actual survey going to look like if we choose to do it? And maybe before we put out the survey, when we receive the results, what does that mean? Does that mean we are going to take action or not?
Is Dean going to be at this first meeting next week?
Yes.
Can you discuss it more then?
I think Dean, school perceptions is more of that, but I think Dean would have a good idea because he just literally went through it all with Shano.
With this information that Chris shared tonight, I think it's some good stuff that pertains to that as well, right?
And the other thing to Chris's point in some respect, this one does not have that same timeline issue. This because the Fund 80 is us. We decide. Yep. And we can decide, and as long as we decide before a budget. I mean, this isn't going to be done before this budget, so it would be decided before the next budget. So we essentially have 13 months to make that decision.
And to be clear, the reason this is on the agenda right now is because we've been talking about it. I didn't want people to think, hey, decisions have been made or anything like that. I want to make sure we talked about it. If we don't want to do anything right now with that, like you said, wait till the work session. It's still out there. Yeah. Just because we're not doing anything right now, that's okay too. So we don't have to have a big discussion if you guys don't want to.
We have to learn from us so we can come up with some help.
So if everybody's okay with that, just kind of putting that off to the side for right now, but knowing we'll probably end up doing something with it at some point.
Yeah. A little off topic but related. we shared with me that 4 or 5 years ago, if the school started, there was tables set up, the people went around and had different topics, that type of thing, and then you'd get a mark for what's more important, that type of thing. As we go through our surveys, would there be value of, hey, you're here talking about the rec center, you're talking, you know, we could have all of those different items set up, and people would have the ability to flow through the room, and maybe we get more of a one-on-one, non-judgmental and questions from people?
So, yes, I was a part of that. That's what I was alluding to earlier. I don't want to say but because that's the wrong word. We had discussed earlier that the construction committee and land use committee was supposed to do a little bit of the narrowing for us, that we didn't want to put out this big thing. So I think we need to do a combination of both. That's why I met with Stephen Reinke and I met with Rettler and McGregor today, I should say Hoffman, Matt McGregor, to get some of that there. Then I think we agree, instead of having Taj Mahal, or instead of saying, Troy, are we just going to put 15 teachers you're going to add, or what specifically? I think that we discussed that. Is mental health a priority? Is math and English reading scores a priority? Here's a great question. How much does the school board care about the district report card? Is that a big deal or isn't it? You know, those are those types of things, because as stated earlier, all these decisions need to go off of our mission statement, which would directly reflect the what to put on the referendum question and how much money we ask for. So it all is intertwined one way or another.
Would doing one of those be enough? Or I know Mr. Battenberg had said the last referendum, they had somebody set up that embarrassed. They didn't have one fair crit. Is that things that we also have to look to? Is there a budget that would be needed to rent a hall for 2 hours? Is there any of that type of?
I would say that in the past
we've tried to piggyback on, well, let's say the town board is meeting, we'll go meet at the town board. The Lions Club is meeting, we go to the you know, those are rather than if we would, I would suggest we have a spot here. This is a local, this is what we're talking about. These buildings, have them come here. The problem with inviting people in is people are busy, they have lives.
I'm gonna disagree with Ben.
Go ahead.
Say,
no, I think we should
that, have. That I wanna reach out.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm a member of Rotary. I actually prefaced it today at my Rotary meeting. When it was my turn to speak, I said, we have a work session coming up. There's some very predominant members of the community that are a part of Rotary. It would be great if you would attend. You know, Lions Club. You know, I don't want to name whatever because I'm going to forget somebody and I'll get a Facebook message put out there. But, you know, yeah, we should do that. I want to do that. I'm prepared. You know, I want to go talk to St. Martin's and Christus and that. I think that's a great. Hey, anybody willing to stay after? Troy's going to stay after and answer any questions.
Well, right. we even moved our board meetings during that time. So we had the Bear Creek School at that time, but we had board meetings out at that school. We had board meetings in other locations so that people who lived in other areas of the school district could attend.
So I am for that.
I think we have to.
Yeah.
Some of them that have talked to me were the discounts that were only for city.
Yeah.
Crazy to buy, right?
Correct.
So we have to reach out to go to where they're at.
Correct.
No action on these areas?
Nope.
Moving on. Policy second reading.
Yeah, the only change to this policy versus last time is I was instructed to add that anybody who is doing a mentor hunt or a youth hunt of that should get priority. So I added that language into the permit to hunt on school property. If you guys want to change anything else, I have to go back to the office and reprint everything for Patsy, because I guarantee after tonight's decision, there'll be people coming in to sign up tomorrow.
I move we approve it as presented.
Second.
Motion by Chris Froman, second by Ben Huber. Further questions, comments?
Just where would I find them? I'm sorry, I didn't have a chance.
It's the yellow.
And while Chris is reading that, to be clear, it is taxpayers. Therefore, Patsy has the school district map digital. When somebody comes to the office, they need to present proof of residency. Patsy or I will type that into the digital map, and it zooms in on their address, and the line draws around that says, you are a member of this school district. Just so we're all aware, that's how it's being done.
You good? Hearing more questions, comments, etc., I will call the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Anybody have any items for future discussion?
Karen brought something up at the daycare committee meeting, which I thought was really good, about cutting this from two meetings a month to one. Besides all the committee meetings, we've got too many meetings.
I, if it worked for the referendum discussion, I would agree with you, but I don't know.
But you were talking April, right?
Yeah, I was saying when the board reorganizes in April, I would love to have that as a discussion item. I've been talking to a lot of other superintendents. I think that each one of you are doing a lot of work behind the scenes, at least when you were talking with me, which I think is good. As much as Drew has told me I'm trying to save you time, Troy, it has become my life lately, which is fine because I'm here for the right reasons. But yeah, and I'm unplugging from the district for 5 days. Just remember that, board. Legal messages only, please.
Well, yeah. And some of it is, yeah. There's a lot of big things right on the horizon.
Correct.
A lot of good things have been happening. A lot of discussions that haven't happened in the past, it seems like. So hopefully we're gaining some momentum, getting on the same page, making some.
I would like to add, there's a lot of learning and education that has taken place within this room. That's a good thing.
Right. So
myself included.
My
point was that is item for future discussion.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And hopefully we'll be more efficient with the meetings sooner than later.
I'm gonna hold it to that one.
I said hopefully. All right.
That presentation was so long.
All right. Announcements are there. No.
Move to adjourn.
Second by Hoffman. On the
favor?
Aye.
I have a question for you.
You're allowed to work here.
For the first time ever.
So put it this way then, or you don't know how to. I didn't get your budget.
Perfect. Absolutely.
Oh, I did.
Oh, great.
Oh, Ms. Harlan. Okay, I'm gonna check out a few offices. I just wanted to make sure.